Hello everyone, this is Kelly Sapergia from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. A few weeks ago on the Attitude Test, we were discussing books in general, and I mentioned during the program that I had signed up for a service, I guess you'd call it, from a publisher of science fiction and fantasy books called Bane Books. That's B-A-E-N. This publisher not only produces their books in print, but also in ebook format, and there's a variety of formats you can choose from. A couple of years ago, they set up a program with their subscription service, Webscriptions, at webscriptions.net, and Read Assist at readassist.org. Basically, they're making their entire ebook collection available to people with reading disabilities, but not just to visually impaired people. This also includes people with dyslexia and amputees, among others. Now, I must stress that these are not audiobooks you're downloading. They are the actual text of the book, and there may be some illustrations in them, but you don't have to worry about that. And if you have a device like the Victor Reader Stream, like I do, then you'll really enjoy this service because you can just copy these books onto your device via the SD card or however you want to do it, and listen to it with the built-in voice synthesizer. So that way, you can be on the go and still listen to your books. You don't have to be tied to the computer all the time. Now, to sign up for this service, you go to www.readassist.org. That's readassist.org. And on the page about the service, there are a couple of forms that you'll need to fill out. One is for your contact information, and I recommend filling everything in, and they'll also ask you about your reading disability. The other form, which is below, is where you fill in your healthcare professional's contact information, because what they want to do, obviously, is verify your reading disability. Now, I will admit, when I signed up for this service, I thought I was going to have to wait maybe a couple of days or something before I got my account set up. But in fact, it only took about half an hour or so before I received my welcome email. So, that's pretty good. Let's go now then and see how this service works. I'm currently in Internet Explorer 7, and I'm going to go to the website webscriptions.net, which is where you log into the service.
Control O, open dialog www.webscriptions.net, enter.
2%, 100, RSS.
Webscription ebooks.
And this is where we want to be, Webscription ebooks. Now, I should also point out that I'm using JFW version 10 to do this demonstration, along with the DeckTalk Access 32 software synthesizer. And I'm going to press Insert Enter.
You have 0 items in your...
Okay, that's fine. It's saying you've got 0 items in your shopping cart. But I'm going to move up.
Link Lockout. VIP. Link Kelly Sapergia.
Now, I've already logged into the site, and it puts a cookie on the computer so that I don't have to keep logging in all the time, which I really like. But as you hear, it says I am a VIP member. Now, in this case, I don't know if that's supposed to mean visually impaired person or very important person, but regardless, I am a VIP on here, so I can get pretty much anything on the site except for the audiobooks, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But anyway, let's see what we've got here for a book.
You have 0, heading level 3 by Sarah Hoyt.
Okay, I'm just pressing Insert Enter a few times. Now we're on something here that says by Sarah Hoyt. If I move up...
Heading level 3, Link Dark Ship Thieves Arc.
Dark Ship Thieves. And that arc that you heard at the end there, ARC, that means it's an advanced reader copy. And this allows you to get the book in advance and read it before the final version gets published. Now, they do warn you on the site that there are going to be grammatical errors and typos, but not to contact the authors because they already know about those. Anyway, let's just move up here.
Heading level 3, graphic cover, blank.
Okay, there's a cover illustration.
Link Roger Zelazny.
Now, Roger Zelazny is one of the, I think that's how you pronounce his name anyway, he's one of the authors on this site. I'm going to choose
Link's list.
One here. Let's type in David.
D-A-V-I-D space W. David Weber.
David Weber. These are listed with last names in alphabetical order. For instance, if I move up.
Lars Walker. Carl Edward Wagner. Werner Vinge.
Etc., etc. But we're going to move back to
Lars Walker. David Weber. Answer.
Choose David Weber.
2%.
David Weber, heading level 3.
RSS feeds.
David.
Okay, and now we're on a page with a table. We can get to it by pressing T.
Column 1, row 1.
Photo.
And this is a list of his books. and it may be spread out over a few pages.
Product, order, more info, link graphic 1633.
So those are the columns, and I will admit I'm not using the table reading commands here, I'm just moving up and down through it, but that's okay. Anyway, this one here is called 1633.
Link 1633, by David Weber and Derek Lint.
Alright.
Bean Books, blank, Bean Free, library book.
Bean Books also have something called the Bain Free Library at www.baen.com, which I believe contains titles that they did publish but were out of print, but are available in electronic format.
Link download.
We can download the book.
Link graphic 1634, The Baltic War.
All right, now we come to 1634, The Baltic War.
Link 1634, The Baltic War, by Eric Lind and David Weber. Bean Books, blank, previously purchased.
Now, instead of saying Bain Free Library, it says previously purchased. So there you go. As a member of the reading disability program, I guess you'd call it, we can get this book.
Link download.
And let's do that.
Enter.
Out of table.
All right, I clicked on download. I don't know if it did anything.
Blank, previously purchased. Link download.
Let's just try that again.
2%.
1634, the dollar alt text.
I don't know if that's a JAWS-related issue or what, but anyway. I'm now going to press H.
1634, the Baltic War, heading level 5.
So there's the title of the book.
Blank, link, read online. Blank.
You can read it online.
Same page, link, email book to my Kindle.
You can email the book to a Kindle.
Blank, heading level 5, download unzip files.
Okay, now we've got two options here. We can download unzipped or zipped files. Let's see what we've got for the unzipped formats.
Blank, link ebookwise/rocket format.
So there's one ebookwise and rocketbook format, whatever that is.
Blank, link mobi/palm/kindle format.
Okay, there's the format for the Kindle and Palm and other PDAs, I guess.
Blank, link epub/tanza format.
All right, I have no idea what that is.
Blank, link Microsoft Reader format.
Microsoft Reader.
Blank, link Sony Digital Reader format.
Sony Digital Reader.
Blank, link RTF format.
And this is the one I tend to go for, RTF, and I'll show you why in a little bit.
Blank, heading level 5, download zip files.
Okay, now we come to the zip files.
Blank, link HTML format zip.
All right, there's HTML format, and the reason it's zipped is because it is comprised of multiple files. Not just HTML documents, but also pictures and other things.
Link ebookwise/rocket format zip. Link mobi/palm/kindle format zip. Link epub/tanza format zip. Link Microsoft Reader format zip. Link Sony Digital Reader format zip. Link RTF format zip.
And apart from the files that they talk about here, like let's say if I were to download the RTF zipped file, that's all I would be getting. It's just that single RTF file. There's no extras or anything like that included.
Link CD/ISO image zip.
Now here's something that I find interesting. This is a CD that comes, I guess, with the printed book. Yes, some of Bain's books do come with CDs, and you can download them here. In fact, there is a link on the website, and I'll show you how you can get to it, that contains a list of books that come packaged with CDs. And what these CDs contain is not only the full text of the book that you ordered in multiple formats, but also other books either in the same series or by the same author, again in multiple formats. They also contain other goodies such as videos. There's at least one that I know has an audiobook, or maybe two, in MP3 format, and even screensavers. That's a pretty interesting idea, I must admit. Anyway, let's keep going here.
Link graphic previous. Visit link graphic next. Visit link graphic up.
Okay, it was previous, then up.
Link graphic next.
Next.
Blank, 1634, The Baltic War.
Now we come to the summary of the book.
By a graphic, email this product to a friend.
I just skipped over the author info.
Link, email this product to a friend. Blank, link sample chapters.
You can read sample chapters of the book before you download.
Blank, heading level 3, Fight for Freedom in a Dark and Bloody Age. Blank, after a cosmic accident sets the modern West Virginia town of Grantsville down in war-torn 17th century Europe, the United States of Europe is forged. In the fire of battle, the Baltic War reaches a climax as France, Spain, England, and Denmark besiege Lübeck. In the Prussian stronghold of Lübeck, the invention of ironclads, the introduction of special force tactics during a spectacular rescue operation at the Tower of London, the Uptimer's plan to use every trick in the time traveler's book to avoid a defeat that will send Europe back to a new dark age.
Okay. Now, I will admit, I'm not sure I like the sound of this book, but as they say, you can't judge a book by its cover, so I think we'll give it a chance. And we're going to click on RTF format. Let's go for unzipped.
Download zip file, link RTF format. Enter. File download. Dialog. Do you want to open or save this file?
And we're going to save the file.
Shift tab. Save space. 0% of 1630.
Okay, and I'm just going to see where I am here.
500 GB. Tap.
Good enough.
Enter.
0%.
Close.
So now it's downloading it.
Root just estimated time left 59 sec 569 KB of 10.9 MB copy.
So it's a 10 megabyte file.
Dot transfer rate 166 KB slash sec.
PC cursor.
That's pretty big for a book.
28%.
And of course, this brings up an interesting issue.
37%.
The Victor Reader's stream doesn't seem to be able to handle 44%. Books over maybe 2 or 3 meg. From my experience, anyway. But as you'll see, there's a way that we can shrink this file down, so to speak, 72%. So that it is a little more manageable. Now I'm just going to pause the recording here until the file is finished downloading.
100%.
There we go. All right, so we've got our book, but before we're done here, I'm going to press the backspace
blank.
Key.
Web description epics David Weber.
25%.
And one more time.
Blank.
Now I'm going to bring up my list of links, and I'm going to type in the word books.
B-O-O-K-S. Books with CDs.
Okay, so we got books with CDs. Let me move up a little bit.
Audiobook Advanced Reader Series.
Okay, we've got
Web Descriptions. Jim Beam's Universe.
That is a magazine you can download, and from what I can gather, it features contributed stories, along with samples of stories that are going to be published.
Series.
There's series that you can get.
Advanced Reader Copies. Audiobooks.
There's audiobooks. Unfortunately, from what I can tell, they don't post these in MP3 format. When you go to this page, you can click on the story name if you want to download it in text format, and then there's another link that will take you to audible.com where you can purchase it with your Audible account.
Book collections.
There's book collections.
Books with CDs.
There's the list of books with CDs.
Fantasy. Free library. Gift cards. Paranormal romance. Science fiction. Speculative fact. Young adult. John Joseph Adams.
And there you go. So now we're getting into the authors. So that is how simple it is to obtain a book through this program. Now I'm going to close Internet Explorer.
Control W. Untitled start.
And it's going to bring me into Total Recorder here. I'm going to bring up Windows Explorer.
Windows E. My computer. 500 GBD tab. 1634thepolycore.rtf.
There's our RTF file, and I'm going to press enter, which is going to launch Microsoft Word 2003.
Enter.
And there it's opened.
1634thepolycore.rtf.
Now, you remember I said this is a 10 meg file. I think that is because this book includes some pictures in it. At various points. I'm not sure what those are, of course, but it doesn't really matter. What I'm going to do now is convert this to a filtered HTML file. And the reason I'm doing that is because if I press, let's say, the up arrow.
Heading level 2, 1634, the polycore.
You hear we've got headings.
Heading level 2, Eric Lind and David Weber.
And each chapter is a heading, which I think is pretty cool. So that's why I like to save these RTF files as filtered web page files.
All F A.
So I'm gonna
leaving menus.
Do that here.
Save as tab. Save as type combo box. Rich text format star dot RTF.
Alright, and I'm going to move up.
Document template star web page filtered star dot HTM star.
There we go.
Shift tab. File name edit combo. 1634thepolycore dot HTM.
And I believe it's gonna save it in the root directory of my D drive, which is fine.
Enter. Microsoft Office Word dialog. Yes button.
And we get a dialog here.
Root job page. Saving 1634thepolycore.rtf in this format web page. Filtered will remove office-specific tags. Some office features may not be available when you reopen this page. Do you want to save the document in this format?
PC cursor.
Yes, I do. So I'll press Y.
Y. 1634thepolycore.
And there you go. We've got it saved.
All F4.
As an HTML file. Now I'm just closing Microsoft Word.
D.
Sometimes it takes a while, I guess.
Type rich text format date.
And I'm going to get rid of the RTF
file
here.
D. Folder.
Since we don't need it anymore.
And 1634, the Baltic War files.
Okay, here we've got 1634, the Baltic War, and then it says files. This is a folder that contains some GIF files.
1634, the Baltic War.htm.
But there's our HTML file. And if I check the size...
Type Firefox document date modified 9/5/2009/8:26 p.m. size 2.16 MB, 2.16 MB.
So now we've got it down to a 2.16 meg file. I had to pause the recording for a moment to get something. And while I was doing that, I also selected the files folder that was created and checked the size of both. And it comes out to about 3.16 meg. That's because the files folder contains various maps and things like that. But we don't have to worry about that. The stream will ignore all that. Now, I'm on the HTML file that we've just created. And let me show you what happens when I cut this.
Cut selection to clipboard.
To the clipboard.
Type Firefox document.
As you hear, we've just got that selected.
Shift tab.
And I have my SD card in the reader, which is also plugged into the computer. So I'm going to go to that drive.
Removable disk G closed. Tab. Folder.
For whatever reason, it says it's on the G drive, but that's okay.
And $VR text.
And
enter.
I'm going to
folder.
Paste this document into a folder that I've created on the card.
B. Books.
Called Bane Books.
Enter. Folder.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's supposed to be pronounced Bane or Bean. I think I've heard it both ways. But anyway, regardless, I'm just going to press Control V.
Paste it from clipboard.
16%.
Moving ... dialog.
And I think it's pretty well done.
Type Firefox document date.
There we go. But let me show you what else we have.
And 1634 the Bulk War files.
That folder that was created when we saved the document as a filtered HTML file got copied onto the card automatically. I don't know how it does it, and there's no way you can get rid of it. I tried, and it won't do it. But that's okay. As I say, the stream will ignore all that. And speaking of the stream, now that we've got this book copied, I'm going to go and grab it. And let's see how it plays. I'm back. I have the stream connected to the mixer, and the card is back in it now. I'm currently on the text files section of the bookshelf, and I'm going to move down.
Level 1.
By pressing number 8. And then I'm going to press number 6 to move through my folders here.
6.
A Brush with Darkness.
That's a book I got from the CNIB library in electronic braille format.
9.
Access World.
11.
Bane Books.
And there's the Bane Books folder that I have, so I'm going to move back up to the book level.
Book.
Bane Books 1634, The Baltic War HTM.
And there's our book, so all I have to do is press play.
1634, The Baltic War. 1634, The Baltic War. Eric Flint and David Weber. This is a work of fiction. All the characters and events portrayed in this book are fictional. And
okay, there's the disclaimer. Now I'm going to move up.
Screen. Level. 3.
Okay, and we've got our level headings here. And if I move to the right.
Maps. Acknowledgements. First. Credit where credit is due. As he did for us in 1633, Mike Speher wrote the first drafts of all the flying scenes that appear in 1634. The ball. Part 1 A mist that is like blown snow is sweeping over all. Chapter 1. Hans Richter Field near Grantville, in the state of Thuringia, December 1633. Colonel Jesse Wood turned off the computer in his office, removed the floppy disk and carefully slid it into its protective sleeve. It was a copy of the original disk he had already placed in an envelope and addressed to Mike Stearns.
And that's how easy it is to obtain books when you sign up for the program that Bane has for people with reading disabilities, and to play them on a device like the Victor Reader Stream or your computer. If you would like more information about this service, you can visit the website www.readassist.org. That's readassist.org. Bane Books' website, where you can access their free book library, is at www.bane, that's Bravo Alpha Echo November in phonetics.com. And Webscriptions, the service that you sign into once you sign up for the program, is at www.webscriptions.net. That's webscriptions.net. And if you'd like to contact me, you can reach me through my personal website at www.ksapergia.net. That's ksapergia.net. For Innovations and the Global Voice, I'm Kelly Sapergia.